From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Nash and his wife were killed in a car crash in New Jersey last night. They were in a taxi when their driver lost control of the car. Longtime friend Louis Nirenberg told NPR that he had just returned from an overseas trip with Nash.
And we had just had a kind of dream week in Norway. And then this happens. It's just, I can't believe it.
Nash was portrayed in the Academy Award-winning movie A Beautiful Mind. He was 86. Protests in Cleveland were mainly peaceful after the acquittal of a white police officer involved in the shooting deaths of an unarmed black man and woman. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says 71 people were arrested overnight. Kabir Bhatia from member station WKSU has more.
Hundreds of protesters quickly hit the streets after a judge concluded that Officer Michael Brillo was justified in using lethal force. But the protests have remained peaceful, something that Michelle Russell is asking for. Her brother Timothy was one of the two victims of the police shooting.
I think that as a community, we have to come together and use wisdom and knowledge. We have to organize and try to figure out a way to stop this from happening ever again.
More protests are scheduled throughout the city today, including one tonight outside of Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and Atlanta Hawks. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is questioning Iraqi forces' will to fight. Speaking on CNN, Carter said Iraqi soldiers outnumbered their opposition in the city, but pulled back instead of fighting.
They failed to fight. They withdrew from the site. And that says to me, and I think to most of us, that we have an issue with the will of the Iraqis to fight ISIL and defend themselves.
The head of the Iraqi Parliamentary Defense and Security Committee calls Carter's comments unrealistic and baseless. The nation's economy is getting a big boost from this three-day holiday weekend, the first big weekend of the summer travel season. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The U.S. Travel Association is projecting this to be the best Memorial Day weekend for travel-related businesses in at least a decade. Association President and CEO Roger Dow.
We're predicting 37 million Americans will be on the road in one way or another or flying. It's going to be a $12 billion boost to our economy because all these travelers each spend $330 each. So it's going to be a monster weekend for travel and for attractions and for cities.
But if you're among those driving, flying, or taking the train somewhere, Dow urges patience as congestion and delays are getting worse. And he says it's not just in big cities, but all around the country. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
This is NPR News in Washington. Some race drivers say they're a bit uneasy heading into today's 99th running of the famed Indianapolis 500. As member station WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports, some cars have flipped upside down during practice for the race, and no one knows why.
Accidents are as much a part of the Indy 500 as fuel and tires, but drivers hate the unexplained, and this year a series of cars at Indy have spun backwards, lifted into the air, and flipped upside down, with engineers unable to pinpoint the cause. That leaves drivers like Will Power, who'll start in second place at Indy, a bit wary.
That's been the case at Indy forever. People crash during the month. Really, the only problem is the cars, when they go backwards, have been taking off.
Power is part of a Chevrolet contingent that has been consistently faster than the competing Honda cars. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
Nico Rosberg has won the Monaco Grand Prix for the third straight year. He becomes the first driver since Ayrton Senna to win the race three straight times. It's his second win of the season following his victory 2 weeks ago at the Spanish Grand Prix. The annual Rolling Thunder Ride for Freedom is taking place in the nation's capital this Memorial Day weekend. Organizers say hundreds of thousands of bikers and spectators are expected to take part. The event got its start back in 1988. It honors military veterans and members of the military missing in action. Bikers are rallying at the Pentagon this morning. Later today, they'll cross the Memorial Bridge and ride around the National Mall. I'm Windsor Johnston. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.